This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All right, you guys get in here and weigh in on this. This is from the New York Post. Several social media users are sparking controversy for decrying the presence of men in certain fitness classes, saying that yoga and Pilates should be strictly for girls and women.
Why?
The men, so they say, are always grunting, slurping, heavy breathing in the workout classes, with their annoying behaviors disturbing the rest of the females in attendance. Alexandra Gulla, who is a Miami-based TikToker, griped about a particular man who disrupted her Zen hot yoga class with his behavior by doing push-ups before class started, was breathing heavily, grunting, slurping his water during the group workout, which is meant to be quiet and peaceful.
Did they pay the same amount of money to be there that the women paid to be there?
She went on to say to the men, "We all secretly hate you."
Oh. Wow.
I thought,
what a workout
I
snob.
Exercise was supposed to be welcoming.
It is.
Everyone is supposed to be, no matter what your level, we welcome everyone here.
And that is specifically true for yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they at my gym, they have after we do our class, there's a yoga class that comes in right afterwards. And I've never done yoga. I don't think my body bends in those ways.
Probably not.
Nor should it. But, you know, there's probably, I don't know, like 10 people in this yoga class. And I would bet four of them are men.
Okay.
You know, I've never done Pilates. I don't even know what Pilates looks like.
I think if you show up, you wear appropriate clothing and you're not disruptive. Because yoga is supposed to be mind, peace, body, all of those things.
Torture. Well, so Pilates is more body weight, repetitive movement. So core strength.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
a bar class or something?
No, essentially. It's like using your own body as the weight, Scott. Like,
and yeah, instead of having weights, bar. You know, you're in a high plank and you're doing the high knees like mountain climbers. Yeah.
But yoga, you know, as long as, and I would say this, male or female, as long as you're not being disruptive and talking out loud or singing, like yoga is supposed to be peaceful, quiet.
Painful.
You can hear the instructor. Okay, now we're going to stretch.
But you're supposed to breathe. You're supposed to breathe heavy. That's literally the point.
Well, you have to breathe just to stay alive.
Yeah, I will.
See, there have been too many places where women have been told they are not allowed. So I've got to be fair, and we have to be consistent here. I don't like them saying that men shouldn't be going to those classes.
Is there some sort of?
I mean, if you're going to make that claim, get off my Smith machine. You know.
Yeah. Is there something inherently sexual about yoga?
Oh God, no.
Now, I mean, there could be the creep out there, but there could be the creep at the gym, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, but when I take, I don't think I've ever told you guys this.
Uh-oh.
When I take my class, Lynn is the instructor that I've been going to. I literally am a groupie. I follow her from gym to gym to gym. Mm-hmm. I'm now on my fourth gym.
So you're the creepy guy.
Taking,
all right.
Taking Lynn's. Well, but I've been going to her classes for 18 years, And more often than not, which is to say 95% of the time, I am the only man in the class.
Okay.
And I don't, it doesn't make me feel weird. I've just gotten used to it over the last 18 years. Chances are I am going to be the only man in class.
Okay.
And I don't think the women mind. And at the end of the workout, I'm the one who goes and gets all the
very helpful.
The Clorox wipes, and I hand them out to everybody, and here's your wipe to wipe down your equipment, and here's your wipe, and
you are so weird.
You are so weird.
Well, but my girlfriend's a yoga instructor. She makes me go. I do enjoy it. It's not my favorite form of exercise because it is very difficult, but she makes me go all the time. And granted, I'm typically one of two or three guys in the class, a class of 40 or 50. So, yeah, the numbers are not there. But why are you complaining about people joining in on things that are making them healthy?
I mean,
how dare you take care of yourself?
You know, 913-586-7798. Fanny in Independence. Fanny, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can you? Oh, wait. Let me get you off the radio. Okay, yoga. So I think this area, you know, and I've called before, I'm a holistic health practitioner. I studied yoga with Dharma Mitra, who is a very well-known yoga instructor, male, from New York. So this business of gender, men, women, it's a little, and I'm saying this respectfully here, 8 years behind the curve here with wellness.
Yeah.
And the clinical. I mean, I'm an OT. I told you I'm retired now, but, you know, people would, because you can work with pain management. It's not about how flexible you need to be. It's about how you let go of your restrictions. So it's not always, as you say, Dana, like, and quiet. There's Bikram yoga, which is sweaty, hot, very physical, very in a heated environment. There's, you know, vinyasa, which is a flow. There is, what am I missing? Now, the breath work, hang on a second, I got to turn left. The breath work is very key with any exercise, you know, and as a rehab therapist, people are always holding their breath, whether they're lifting weights, because they're not breathing diaphragmatically, right?
Yep.
So if you coordinate the exhale, so let's say you're doing Scott, you don't have to do inverted postures. It's actually very liberating to stand on your head, but that's besides the point.
I am not going to stand on my head.
I have done it, Fanny. I don't do it often, but I do understand how great it can be for the body, for your mind. I did the hot yoga approximately one time, thought I was going to die. We'll never do that again.
Don't they turn it up to like 125 degrees in there,
yeah,
or something?
95.
It's really bad.
Everyone would be passing out.
You say it's bad. It's like we can't, you know, you have to know your own body chemistry, right?
Yep.
If you can. I studied Bikram a little bit, but we did it. Bikram started that heated thing. Then he ended up, there's documentaries about him. He ended up being really a sexual offender.
Yep.
So you asked if there was anything sexual about, you know, we sexualize everything. I'm a massage therapist and a rehab therapist. It's someone's problem if they don't know how to work with, and not a problem, but a learning curve to how to work with positive touch. You know, we don't support that. Like, and even in schools that I was working at, you can't like put your hand on someone to say, good job, or in a nursing home. So mm-hmm. I think that's a missed opportunity. I'm diverge a little bit, but it's a missed opportunity to support someone and not to be so tactile, defensive with withheld. The thing with yoga, also not about so much flexibility, but you have the breathing technique, which is called alternate nostril breathing, right? And then there's breath of fire. It's great for the GI tract.
Really?
Because think about belly dancing. You know how the midsection goes in and out and they move the set around?
Yeah.
Right. So the same thing with that. It's like, here, I'll demonstrate, even though you can't see me. Breath of fire. So your belly's going in and out. Then,
did
in
you
order
just
to
breathe?
Release,
we didn't hear it very well. Did you breathe in really fast and then out really fast?
Yeah, I breathed in through my nose, inhaled.
Yep.
Oh, like Lamont Scott. Okay. And thank you for the call.
Fanny, that was the weirdest ending to a call I've ever had.
I just called up alternate nostril breathing, A and B. I mean, for those of you out here who know this, it's A and B.
Right, of course.
It is a breathing technique that involves alternating between breathing through one nostril and then the other nostril.
So you, like, put your finger on your nose?
Let me tell you right now, I could not do that once without just cracking up. And then I would be snorting laughing.
9306 writes, let the dudes go lift their free weights and stop their gross sweating and grunting everywhere. I agree, men ruin the vibe.
I don't like.
Also, if you are a true yogi and you're there about the practice, flatulence is encouraged.
I beg your pardon?
It's part of letting it all go.
Literally, you if you
don't have, trust those things in there.
If you have a buildup in the system, there's a whole actual type of yoga that is targeted to getting that moving, and some people experience it in other types of yoga.
Right. Okay. Can I ask you something? Is it okay to make fun of someone's name if they're like a billionaire?
Sure.
Okay. So over the weekend, as you know, the AT&T Championship was played at Pebble Beach, and it was phenomenal. Rory won yesterday. Absolutely outstanding.
People got hit with golf balls.
People got hit with golf balls.
Showed up in sweatpants.
There's always that moment where Jim Nance welcomes the CEO of the presenting sponsor. Okay, follow me here. It's always some huge company like Schwab. Mm-hmm. And then like the bajillionaire president of one of those companies and all of the good that they've done over the years. And, you know, you get like 25 seconds with Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Thank you for your sponsorship and all of the money that's helped children. The CEO of the presenting sponsor yesterday was named Mr. Stanky.
No way. You're lying.
Sam, am I lying? They did.
I didn't see it, but that sounds like a South Park
with that interview.
Skit.
His God bless him.
And here's Mr. Stanky.
His last name is Mr. Stanky, and Jim Nance just kept saying, "Our thanks to you, Mr. Stanky."
You know, inside he's just dying.
I laughed so hard I thought I was going to split my gut.
Yeah.
You know, first name Richard.
Well, no, actually,
really?
Sam. But I did ask if he had a son named Henry because then he would be Hanky Stanky.
Wow.
From the text line, my wife is not comfortable with a guy right behind her in a gym class. I, for the record, I am always front row, farthest to the right.
Now, I do.
I never work out behind a woman.
I always try to be in the front row when I go to yoga. Every time.
Aaron on line two. Hello.
Hey, so yoga is great for men. It improves your flexibility, and all men have back pain. And it is really good for you. So that being said, always go with a friend. And
that's a great
idea. You can make people more comfortable in placement of the room and whatnot. And I don't know that I ever made anyone uncomfortable, except if someone toots in yoga, giggle. Because then now it's everybody laughs. I mean, farts are funny. Like, don't be a prude and, you know, whatever. Because if I went without one of my buddies, I would be in yoga. Somebody might toot. Wait, maybe it was me. Maybe it wasn't. And nobody'd laugh. And then so then it became very uncomfortable for me, let alone the women in the room.
So have you farted in a yoga class?
Everybody toots, man.
That's great.
The women toot, too.
Really?
You just got to laugh, yes.
Do you know what else is funny, Scott?
What?
Alternate nostril breathing.
That sounds like you're doing something else.
There's tips.
Like snorting a liner.
There's tips. Close your right nostril with your thumb or ring finger. Inhale slowly through your left.
Now,
repeat.
You're not supposed to laugh when they are flatulent in a yoga class. I did have that experience. I would die. I was next to a woman in one yoga class, and she was letting her rip the entire class. And they were.
So what is it about yoga that makes you fart? Just the position?
And relaxing.
It's the way the body is connected. I'm not sure.
If you feel lightheaded or dizzy, by the way, you're supposed to stop and rest your A and B.
Oh, but I mean, these were thunders every 30 seconds, and I'm over here just like... It was not a great class for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a yoga class when you didn't fart?
You know, I'm not regularly flatulent in yoga class, but it is encouraged.
Okay.
If you feel it, let it out.
91 No.
No.
That is horrible advice.
That is horrible advice.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.